Ordinary Average Guy podcast number 58 for Tuesday, February 21st, 2006.
This is Brad from Whole Lot of Nonsense, and I can tell you that Bob Bickler is neither ordinary nor average, but he is definitely a guy. No, really, I've seen his beard.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
So welcome to the future, everybody. Welcome to podcasting.
Almost live from a basement somewhere in central New Jersey, this is the Ordinary Average Guy podcast.
Hello, everyone. How you doing? This is Bob Bickler with the Ordinary Average Guy podcast. With the not the ordinary average edition of the Ordinary Average Guy podcast. Let's get some of the stuff out of the way first. Of course, in the background, you hear Sean Marmel with his song Tonight. Courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network, we thank Sean for allowing us to use his song as one of our theme songs. Before that, you heard Mark Yoshimura Nemkov, Craig Patchett, and of course Brad from Whole Lot of Nonsense. And we appreciate all of their talents and contributions to the show. So, as I just said, this is the not the ordinary average edition of the Ordinary Average Guy, and that's for a couple of reasons. Number one, so consider this your warning, folks. If you're looking for the same old stuff, maybe you want to skip over the show. It's going to be different for a couple of reasons. Number one, I'm going to be talking about some things that I don't normally talk about, and they kind of tinge on the political arena, although they really tinge more on rights, and your rights in particular. So that's reason number one. A little controversial talk today. What do you say? Reason number two, there may be some words and lyrics to songs that aren't work safe. In fact, I guarantee you there will be lyrics to songs that are not work safe and probably not kid safe. And I'll definitely warn you. I'll tell you right now, the song is going to be the last song of the episode. So the fourth song, you'll know you can turn off. Most of the other stuff, not so much of the bad language, just some bad thoughts on behalf of governments and other wonderful bodies and corporations and people we have to deal with and put up with. One of the underlying whipping boys... for me today is going to be featured in the music we play. And I actually went to the PodSafe Music Network and searched for this particular keyword and found a whole bunch of stuff just within the last month or so. So why don't we start with some music? This is this first one is by a group called Grubspoon. And it's called She's Got a Radio.
You're trying to register. As you're trying to register. We'll be right back.
Grubspoon with She's Got a Radio, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. Okay, so where did this show come from? I don't mean the ordinary average guy, I mean this particular episode. Basically, what happened was, over the course of the last week, I've read a bunch of really disturbing things, both online, in my local newspaper, and in email, and so on and so forth, that just make my blood boil sometimes. This just stuff that I sit there and go, what the hell are these people thinking? And I'm sorry if I popped your ear out there, but it just drives me crazy. Take, for example, story number one, Houston, Texas. Houston's police chief last Wednesday proposed placing surveillance cameras in apartment complexes, downtown streets, shopping malls, and get this, private homes to fight crime during a shortage of police officers. I know a lot of people are concerned about Big Brother, but my response to that is, if you're not doing anything wrong, why should you worry about it? My God, did he take that line right out of 1984? For God's sakes! Now, to different degrees, parts of the world population has already begun dealing with the idea of lots of cameras monitoring you, whether you're in a store or you're walking down a busy street in Manhattan or London or what have you. Okay? But when you're starting to put it in our homes, whether it be apartment buildings or our private homes, maybe we're going just a little too far? And this is the part I love the most. Do you know why they want to put it in your private home? Get this. If a homeowner requires repeated police response, it is reasonable to require camera surveillance of the property, the illustrious police chief said. I'm sorry. Let me see if I can parse this out and understand a little bit better. If you can't do your job to protect me, I've got to turn myself into a real-life version of the Truman Show? What the hell are you talking about? Story number two. This one a lot closer to home. It seems just this past week, the principal of our local high school, it seems recently, the principal of our local high school became concerned with the possibility of drugs in the school. Okay, high school, I can see where you might be concerned about that. So he requested the police to do something about it. South Plainfield police using drug-sniffing police dogs spent 2 hours yesterday searching the Borough High School, but no drugs were found, authorities said yesterday. Police said the sweep came in response to school officials who were concerned about drug activity around the school. I had some concerns about the perimeter of the building, concerns about people coming from outside of South Plainfield, the principal said. Oh my God, are we getting a little freaked out here, folks? We're worried about them. We're worried about them, those others who are coming in into our town. Oh Lord. So basically, they got police dogs from the state police, the county prosecutor's office, a sheriff's department from a neighboring county, and paraded them past the lockers and common areas of high school looking for drugs and items associated with firearms, whatever that means. Bullets? I don't know. And they found nothing. Of course, one would think that maybe at least during this regular schooling was going on? Oh no, why would we do that? School officials imposed a lockdown, keeping students in classrooms during the search. For 2 hours, these kids were stuck in a classroom. Not going from class to class and learning things. Stuck in one place in one classroom for 2 hours. Tell me how much learning went on there. Not only did they lock down the 1,200 students and 100 staff members, they stopped people from making deliveries to the building, and no one inside the building could use the telephone. All because we're worried about the outsiders. I think the thing that makes me maddest about all this, and believe me, a lot of the story makes me mad, is the fact of, when you look at the headline for the story, you think this is like a good thing. The headline is, "No drugs found in South Plainfield High." Hey, that's a great thing, I think. But then when it comes down to it, the story is really all about people's insecurities and inabilities to deal with life. Scary. Story 3. This one comes out of Boise, Idaho. It seems that Dwight Scarborough, who is a former veteran for our country and currently a federal employee, doesn't like the war too much. Hey, that's not surprising. There's lots of people who don't like the war. And there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody's got their freedom of speech, right? He likes to express his in a little different way. He puts bumper stickers on his car. Now, you've all seen guys like that. They've got a million different bumper stickers on their car about it, everything and everything. Okay, maybe he takes it a little step further. He puts signs on his truck, too. Things like, "Death in Iraq is not a career opportunity for young Americans." Very true. Death is not a career opportunity for anyone. Well, Dwight's a pretty good guy, though, because even though he's passionate about it and he feels about these things and he sticks them out there for the world to see, he does it in a responsible manner. He went to his boss first, checked with him to make sure that he wouldn't be breaking any sort of regulations or rules by having his car parked in the parking lot where he works. Remember, he works for the federal government. He reports to the president. Indirectly, of course, but boss says, "Well, I went through all the things here. I don't see anything wrong with it. And it looks okay to me. But you know what? A couple of your fellow workers have some concerns about a couple of the signs." He said, "No problem. I'll take them down. Or change it, or what have you." So what happens recently? A few fellows from the local branch of the Homeland Security Department come down, call him out of the building, and tell him that if he doesn't remove the signs immediately, he's facing a whole lot of trouble. He's like, "What? What are you talking about?" "Well, you're posting signs on government property." Whole long story about it, really interesting, but basically they're terrorizing this guy for no good reason other than he has an unpopular view. What happened to free speech in this country? By the way, I'll put links to all these stories that I've seen in my show notes so you can go and read the whole thing, because I can't get into the whole story. I just don't have enough time. But some really, really stuff that makes you go, Now, earlier on I had said that the music kind of was built around one of the Whipping Boys. And I hopefully you picked up that we're talking about radio. So before I play the next song, which of course is going to be dealing with radio too, I want to bring you a story about music and our good friends. You know, I wouldn't want you to think it's just the government that's screwed up, whether it be state or local or federal. I wanted to bring you a story about our good friends at the RIAA. The Recording Industry Association of America. You know, those fine people who won't let me play the music I really want to play on this podcast, because they'd rather just threaten us with lawsuits. Well, there exists a concept in the law called fair use. And what that says is, if you buy a product, you have the right to use that in a manner which one would expect to be able to use it. And also, you have a manner of, you should have the right to protect your continued use of that product. In other words, good example of that. In the old days, you used to buy vinyl records. Okay, I know I'm talking real old here, but I'm an old guy, so deal with me. The problem with vinyl records was they'd wear out and skip. So this great new technology came along called cassette decks. And everybody started taking their vinyl records and making cassette copies of them. Well, at first, the recording industry freaked out about it. Whoa, what are you doing? But, you know, everybody finally sat down and came to an agreement of, you know, look, as long as you're just making a copy for yourself so you can continue to listen to it, there's nothing wrong with that. And the recording industry agreed with it. In fact, in a recent lawsuit, I think it was against Grokster, Epic case, their counsel actually came out and said, this is an established practice of making copies of your music for yourself, completely okay. We're cool with that. Until now. According to Slashdot, the RIAA now says that ripping CDs to your iPod is not fair use. Huh? How is it any different? You're taking it from one medium and making a copy for yourself to another medium so you can enjoy the product you purchased. The music. The product isn't the CD. The product is the music, guys. The CD is just the media, the way they get it to you. So yeah, those wonderful folks now don't want to allow you to rip CDs. But for those of you who don't know what ripping CDs is, it's just making a copy. It's just taking the songs off the CD and making a copy on an MP3 or some other format so you can put it on your iPod or favorite MP3 player. So our good friends there at the RIAA now are doing about face on things they've already said are good to go. Gotta love it. Let's play another song. This one is by somebody we've played before, and I actually had flagged the song that I wanted to play it before, but it just fit in with this podcast. It is by Tom Robinson Band, and the name of this song, easy for you to say, is Atmospherics. Listen to the radio here on the Ordinary Average Guy podcast.
Leave the bureau in the snow. Catch a tram to Uncle Poe. Early evening ring around the moon. Slipping by the concierge. By the bikes and up the stairs. Snap the latch and creep into the room. Throw up your coat. Pick up the post. And put a coffee on. Lie down on the bed, lay back your head, smoke a cigarette, and listen to the radio. Ooh. Listen to the radio. Ooh. In the city late tonight, double feature, black and white, bitter tears and taxi to the club. Find a bar, avoid a fight, show your papers, be polite, walking home with nowhere else to go. You throw off your coat, pick up my note, put another coffee on. Lie down on the bed, lay back your head, smoke another cigarette. After dark, noise and voices from the past, across the dial from Moscow to Cologne. Interference in the night, 1,000 miles on either side, stations fading into the unknown. So throw up your coat, butter some toast, put another coffee on.
To the radio.
Tom Robinson Band and Atmospherics. Listen to the radio. Great music. Gotta love that. Ah, nice and soothing, too. Just kind of brought me down a little bit. So I'm not all radio full of piss and vinegar. Now to get upset again. Back to the stories. The next one that came across my eyes was one courtesy of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. For those of you who don't know what that is, that's a civil rights group that tries to protect you on the internet against all the big bad people out there. They just recently filed a class action lawsuit against AT&T Corporation. Now, not the new AT&T, the old AT&T. Whatever. The reason? For collaborating with the U.S. National Security Agency program to intercept internet and telephone communications of U.S. citizens without authorization from a court of law. Does this sound familiar, folks? Yeah, this is that little thing that President Bush sprung on us. Or, excuse me, that the New York Times caught President Bush doing. Snooping on all of us. You're not allowed to do that without a court order. So now there's a class action lawsuit about it. Against AT&T for just turning over the keys and handing all the information over to the NSA. Oh, now why would someone do that? Well, it's not the first time. Our lovely folks at the federal government have requested all sorts of information from all sorts of data providers. Whether it be AT&T and all your emails and phone calls that you've made. Or whether it be Yahoo and Google and MSN for all your search requests. And everyone just handed it over to them. Here you go. Here's all this information. And let me tell you, folks, you leave a very, very broad trail behind you when you go on the internet. You may not realize it, but people can find out a whole lot about you by looking at things like what you search for, the emails you send, the phone calls you make. A whole lot. Well, everyone handed over except for one company, Google. And all I have to say for that is, thank you, Google, for having a pair of you-know-whats. Not only have they said no, but they've responded to a Department of Justice motion with a huge brief, a huge law brief, which I'm going to put a link to in the show notes, that details why they just can't do that. I mean, number one, it's not right. Number two, it would ruin their business. Think about it. Google's main thing is collecting information about you, okay? They're just going to hand that over to somebody? That's like saying, I make great tables and chairs, and the government has decided that they need to find out everything they can about how people use tables and chairs, so I should hand over all my tables and chairs to them. Get lost! Well, since Google has spoke up and said they're not going to do it and is fighting it, now the government's preparing to launch a second lawsuit against them. They're going to bury them in paperwork. Bravo, my good friends in D.C. Oh, and I wouldn't want you to think that our folks here in the United States are alone in wanting to find out all about you and what you do on the internet and make sure they have ways of getting information about you. According to the BBC, our friends over in the United Kingdom have been holding talks with Microsoft to make sure that they can put a backdoor into the next version of Windows. Now, a backdoor is simply what it sounds like, a way for someone else to get into your house, probably without you knowing about it. So Microsoft is seriously considering allowing the UK to come into your PC and look for things. My God, what the hell is going on? Is this country going completely ballistic and completely, not just this country, this whole globe? Ay, ay, ay. So I saw all these things, and I just was shaking my head and shaking my head. And they all disturbed me, but none of them by themselves really got me to get up and do a podcast about this. There still was just, I mean, it was a lot of things. It was just aggravating and, you know, that really sucks, and what the hell's wrong with these jerks. And then this story came across my desk. Actually, it wasn't a story. It was just a post on Dig about a House joint resolution that was trying to be put through. House Joint Resolution 24 of the 109th Congress, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States to repeal the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Okay, quick history lesson. What's the 22nd Amendment? It's the one that limits how many terms a president can serve. Now, before I go any further, I support President Bush as the President of the United States. I do not agree with everything he stands for. I do not agree with a lot of things he has done. He is the President of the United States, and I will stand behind him as that. Having said that, you look at this, and what's the first thing you think? I mean, let's be honest. They're trying to get this guy back in office. They got him in by hook and by crook by a Supreme Court thing, and now they're going to force him down our throat, and we're never going to be rid of him. Damn it! Wrong answer. What? Well, it seems that the congressman who introduced this resolution is a Democrat. Representative Steny Hoyer of Maryland. Okay, well, surely a bunch of other Republicans were involved in it. Co-sponsors. Democrat Representative Howard Berman of California. Democrat Representative Frank Pallone of New Jersey. Oh, great. Somebody from New Jersey. Democrat Representative Martin Szabo of Minnesota. And yes, there was one Republican. I mean, after all, we want to make it by party, don't we? Representative F. James Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin. What the hell is going on here? Now, I did a little more research, and this is completely legit. I got this from the Library of Congress website, thomas.loc.gov, which, if you've never been to before, is an outstanding resource for finding out what's going on down in the halls of Congress. Just unbelievable. Every bill you could ever want to read about is there for you to be read, past, present, what have you. So this really, really was actually proposed just a year ago, last February. It's been sent off to committee to die. It's never going to actually happen. It would never actually be passed by the houses. And even if it did, it'd still have to get past, what, 3/4 of the states? But what is going on? What are these people thinking? So I did a little more research. It seems that this has not been the only attempt to get rid of the 22nd Amendment. It seems like every congressional session since 1999 has included a joint resolution to get rid of the 22nd Amendment. What? What is going on? This makes no sense. None whatsoever. Zero, nada, nil, nine, yet. I think the world's just going crazy. I don't know about you. So when I saw that, that's the thing that finally set me off. That's the thing that finally went, what the? They're trying to change the Constitution too? Come on, folks, give me a break. And then I did a little more research and, well, okay, so maybe it's not as bad as it seems. But some of those other things really are. And as I said, I'm going to put links to all of them in the show notes. Go read the full story. Become informed. Learn about what's going on. Because, honestly, if we don't pay attention, they're going to pull the wool over our eyes and give us a nice, swift, well, I won't go there. The other thing I want to talk about today was radio. Hey, I've already played a couple songs about it. Why not? Let's talk about it. I got an email today. Actually, I got two emails today from local radio stations. Now, It's possible that these two radio stations may be owned by the same company. Jeez, who'd think that in this day and age? Not Clear Channel, by the way. Asking me to participate in a very long and detailed survey. And it was funny, I got almost the same exact email from both radio stations. So they must be associated somehow. And you know what, folks? The folks in radio, they're starting to get nervous about us. Shh, don't tell anybody. The scope of this poll was very wide, but it all dealt with technology. It dealt with satellite radio, internet streaming radio. It dealt with iPods. And it dealt with podcasting. Oh, they're catching on to us, folks. The revolution has begun. So, of course, I filled in all about it and told them how I never listen to their station anymore because I listen to podcasts all the time. And they asked, well, what podcast do you listen to? I wonder what I put there. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. So, radio is worried, which is a great thing because it can only mean good things to come. Because change is good. Being stagnant is not. So get off your butts and do something about the things we talked about today. And don't listen to the radio. Listen to a podcast. We got two more songs before we go. And they're both kind of the flip side of the radio thing. Both of them you probably have heard of before, actually. The first one I'm going to play, I've heard on the Pete and Renee show. Before that, I heard on the Daily Source Code. It's by Jeff Smith. The Jeff Smith. It's called Not on the Radio. After that, the song I warned you about in the beginning. I've played this song before, but I've never played this version of it. It's the full explicit version of On a Podcast. So let's kick it off with some music. First, Jeff Smith and Not on the Radio.
Somebody told me you're in San Francisco. They said you're working in a box.
Yeah, a cubicle.
Somebody told me that you're not on top of the world. You're probably walking down the street with your earbuds jammed so deep in your ear.
Yeah, you're going deaf.
You probably found this little MP3 for free. Well, you can play this, but not on the radio. I made this just so I could let it go. Does anyone around here still have a radio? It's way cooler out there.
Yeah, I think so.
But maybe you just like it in your cozy little world. Well, you can play this, but not on the radio. I made this just so I can let it go. Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Out in Wheeling, West Virginia, we can make it on our own,
and we're doing just fine.
I can't afford your record, but it's out of sight. Well, you can play this, but not on the radio. I made this, but not for the radio. Hey now, switch off your radio, off your radio. Well, you can play. Not on the radio, I made.
back last summer when mainstream radio was such a fucking bummer. No indie music, nothing too funny. Clear channel motherfuckers did it for the money. But somebody heard the call. Computer, that piece of shit was like a freaking roto-rooter. Now we've got Wi-Fi, downloading files fast, listening to everyone who's ever done a podcast. It's history, now you see each and every nation. Radio has got to go, it's our emancipation. Play that song, sing along, mash it up and mix it. Radio is fucking loads of Adam Curry fixed it.
Hey everybody, it's Gene from Hometown Tales, and you're listening to the extraordinary above average guy.
Hi, thank you, Gene. Thank you very much. That's going to about do it for this episode of the Ordinary Average Guy podcast. If you'd like to get hold of us, you can contact me via email at yourownpersonalgeek@gmail.com. You can call the listener voice line 206-666-4BOB. You can send snail mail. Christmas packages are still welcome. At the Ordinary Average Guy podcast, care of Bob Bickler, PMB 262-150 Maple Avenue, South Plainfield, New Jersey, 07080. You can always find out more about us at the website, which is www.oagpodcast.com. Of course, you can leave comments there on the blog. You can send me email comments. You can, you can do just about anything. Once again, thanks for listening. Stay subscribed. Until next time, this is Bob Bickler for the Ordinary Average Guy podcast, saying see ya.
This podcast is a proud member of the New Jersey Podcasters Association.
Hey, you got a problem with that?
Happy birthday, Pete.